you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Time for the Coach's Corner here on Drive Time Sports. And the fall sports season, pretty much over. We still have volleyball at the JUCO level, but that is about it. All of our teams for the fall sports season wrapping it up high school-wise, and now we can start preparing for basketball. Now, already underway, the USU Eastern basketball season. The men's squad, they were at the Jamboree last week. They traveled to Mesa State this past weekend, and so their scrimmage games are out of the way. Now it gets real for them beginning this weekend. Joining us in the studio to talk a bit about that, we have Coach Vando with the USU Eastern Eagle squad. Coach, as always, I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you very much for having me over here, Jordan.
Another season, Coach. I know we've had some great news with you. Everything's worked out with your citizenship. You're here now in the country to stay, which I know has got to be a lot off your mind, a lot off your shoulders, and you know, a lot off of the school's shoulders as well. They now know they have a long-term basketball coach.
Oh yeah, you know you said it right. You know, so I just now I'm relaxing. I want to be here for a long time, and I love this community. I love the college. The administration has been great for the men's basketball team. Right now, I'm just thinking about basketball, how when we get better, players, moving, our program in the right direction. That's, I'm really very, very appreciate, what, the school being done for me personally. And now, like I said, I want to pay back, and I want to be here, and I want to, make this team, being a winning program for sure.
There have been some changes. Former assistant coach Justin Brown no longer with the team. He has taken a different job back east. Coach Scott Fields, who came in late last year, has been tabbed as your assistant. So a little bit of a different vibe already just off of the bench, different mentality.
Yes, Coach Scott Fields, he's great. He's very energetic guy. Mm-hmm. And then, he was Brandon Sly's dad. And he can bring a lot, for our pro program. He's very knowledge man. He had the opportunity to work a little bit with the Utah Jazz and some other teams. He coached, I think, Curry on the mm-hmm. on the summer league. He have some NBA experience. He coached around the world too. I think in China and in Venezuela, and he's very energetic, very positive guy, can help us, that's, like I said, me and him, we worked together last year since January, and then we, enjoying each other, working together. I can, give him more responsibility, and then I think, that's the right guy for us. And me and him, we complement each other, I think.
I agree 100%. Now, there are some other changes within this program. First off, we talked about Coach Fields, but we only have one returner from last year's team. That's Alex Morrell. He's in the middle. He's coming back for his sophomore season. Alex is a return missionary, so yeah, he is a very mature big man for you guys in the middle. Outside of that, I mean, a lot of changes. How has it been bringing in essentially 11 or 12 brand new guys into the program?
It's been a big challenge, because this year we brought 7 international kids, so it's 7 different languages and 7 different cultures, and it's been a challenge. But but so far, they've been great. They've been working together. They're bond really, really, really well. They like each other on and off the court. And the thing is, like, they've been working hard. They're good group of characters. That for us coaches was the most important. Great in students. They do what they supposed to do. You don't have to keep checking on them. And on the court, you know, they work very, very hard. You know, they take this as a great opportunity. And then, like you said, we decided to take, you know, these seven international kids plus, you know, a few returning missionaries. So they're like exactly like you said, experienced, mature, great kids, and that, you know, wants to work hard. So right now we went to the Salt Lake Jamboree, and I could see, you know, they working as a team. They really want to win. They have the right mentality, good characters, and they're gonna do, you know, they everything and working very hard to win games.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Vando with the USU Eastern basketball team. Coach, you talked about that Salt Lake Jamboree. You guys also traveled to take on Mesa State in a scrimmage contest this past weekend. So you've got to look at this team so far. What do you think of them early on?
You know, of course, our league, you know, it's still really, really, you know, strong. You know, Salt Lake Community College, they're defending the national championship. They're a really good team. CSI this year, they come really big and athletic. Snow, they have they had some returning missionaries too. They're gonna be good. But like I said, you know, we're gonna be young, very young. We have 12 freshmen. But like I said, you know, they really, really work hard. So we don't have that size that the other teams have, but I think this year we have more shooters, and we have bigs who can run the floor really, really well. So this year we're trying to play. I don't like to compare, but like Golden State Warriors, so we like to push the ball as fast as we can, and, you know, if we have a easy basket, you know, we just dump it inside for the bigs, and we score, you know, in transition. Or if not, we have, you know, some three-point shots, because probably this year we have five guys, like, you know, solid, can shoot, you know, flat out, you know, really, really good. And but after that, we're going to milk the clock and see, you know, what happened. But, you know, like I said, I think the kids, you know, on these games, they are trying to do exactly what I tell them to do, and we had success already. So we just need to improve in a little bit, you know, on our offense. But we're moving the ball really good. We're using the screens really good. So we make the other team, you know, play really, you know, tough defense on us.
There are a couple of kids that always get brought up anytime I talk about USU Eastern basketball with an outsider. First off, Cam Bailey. Cam Bailey gets a lot of pub. He's a sophomore coming over from Dixie State. His uncle's Thur Bailey, well-known here in the state of Utah, of course, played for the Utah Jazz. Cam is really built, and I know that there are D1 scouts that are looking at Cam just based off his size.
Well, he's a pretty, you know, like a bull kid. You know, he's 6'8", 225. But the kids really can run the floor really, really good. Have pretty good fundamentals, great fundamentals inside. But the thing that I like on him, he's one of my team captain. He's very vocal. He's very positive. He's willing to, you know, talk to the young players and pass his experience. But the thing is, you know, it's funny with Cam. It's like he went to, I think he played a half season with Western Wyoming, and then went to his mission for 2 years. Came back to his mission, went to Dixie 1 year as a redshirt. So now he's the first year that he's really gonna play the whole season. He's gonna be interested, but, you know, like I said, he's a mature kid. He knows what he's doing over there. He can help us, you know, in different ways. Like, he can bang, you know, inside, but also he's very good. You know, he can pass the ball really well, and like I said, run the floor and score easy baskets in transition.
Let's talk about Quinn Peters. Here's another kid that a lot of people are excited about. He's getting some playing time starting for you out of the backcourt. This kid can shoot.
Well, I'm telling you, he's like right now, he's been great so far. He's very competitive kid, smart, can read the floor really well. Can, you know, he can use the screens really well, can shoot off the dribble, catch and shoot. Very smart, and also, you know, he's like a big kid for the point guard. Maybe he's 6'4", but he's pretty strong and can attack the basket as well. But the thing that I like it on him, and he's a type of, you know, the point guard that, you know, you can tell him and say, hey, so now we need you to score a little bit for us, and he can go over there and score. But also he can be that point guard that, you know, involve everybody else. You know, he can really run your team. So he's an unselfish kid, but he knows when he's going to score. And I'm telling you, he can be, you know, if he's been playing the way that we've, you know, been, you know, looking right now, probably he can finish, you know, first team all conference for sure.
Coach, we got to talk about your guys' weekend schedule, because you guys have played a couple of scrimmage, but now they start counting. In fact, this weekend they start counting.
Yes, we're going to Casper, Wyoming. And I think Casper is ranked number 23rd in the nation. So that's a good tournament for us. We play Friday against Central Wyoming, and then we play Saturday against Casper. That's a good test for this team. You know, it's a ranked team on their home floor. You know, like I said, we are hungry for, you know, everybody excited. You know, they think that, you know, we think that we can go over there and win the next two games. It's not easy, you know, when you're going, you know, it's a that far and go and play on their home floor and they hold the tournament over there. It's not easy, but it's a good opportunity for them to bound, you know, and get more closer. And like I said, if we can go over there and come back with two wins, it's going to be very, very good for this team.
Oh, absolutely. And then after that, you guys have four games in Arizona, but before you know it, you guys will be playing back at home and conference play will get off and rolling. Coach, it's great to get you in. It's great to talk some college basketball. Thank you again for the time. And I know now we'll catch up with you weekly.
Oh, man, I can't wait. So, like, we're in season again. I love to come over here and talk basketball with you and who's listening to us. You know, I'm very excited. I'm very thrilled. You know, we have a new group, good kids, good characters, hard workers, and they want to represent the USU Eastern on the right way. That's, you know, for me, that's the biggest motivation for this year.
Absolutely. Can't wait for it. Coach, thank you. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you very much.
That's Coach Vando again of the USU Eastern Eagles basketball squad. We'll have plenty more on this unit as the days continue to tick away before conference play. And, of course, you'll be able to listen to USU Eastern basketball right here on KOAL. We're going to pause for just a moment. We have more coming up. When we return, we'll take a look at the college football top 25 rankings. The Utah Utes lose, but they move up a spot. It's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.